The views and opinions expressed by the hosts and guests of Reality Realty are not necessarily the views or opinions of Northumberland 89.7 FM. The information given is designed to be informative and helpful. You should always consult a professional when buying or selling your home. Hello, Northumberland County, and welcome to Reality Realty Northumberland 89.7 FM's Real Estate Talk Show, where we take on, we talk about, and we interview guests on all things real estate with a direct focus on Northumberland County and the communities within it. I'm Dale Bryant, and I'm a real estate broker, and my co-host is Dave Smith, Certified Home Inspector. Good morning, Dave.
Hello, Dale Bryant.
Hello, Dave Smith. So, Dave, did you know the transmitter was down at 89.7?
I did not know that. I was out of town. I did a couple of inspections in Kingston area, so I haven't been in the area lately.
Right. Well, yeah, they were, let's see, it's Thursday. They were down on Tuesday evening. The freezing rain had us down.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, I was sort of wondering if it'd be up in time for our show today, but...
When emergency measures are necessary, I'm sure they called in all...
Yeah.
All those people to make sure this reality
for our show. Exactly. Well, Dave, today we have this great show. We've created a panel of realtors, a panel of professionals, of experience that you can expect high things from. Yeah.
That's very nice. You've set it up that way, Dale. You're not including us in that group, I hope, because
absolutely, Dave. Absolutely. We ought to be really good because we've been doing this for a little while, right?
We ought to be.
Yeah. We're going to discuss residential real estate open houses today. And we have Lindsay Gray, who is a real estate sales representative with Royal LePage Pro Alliance Realty. And we have a repeat guest, Jody Ledgerwood, who is a real estate broker of record and owner of Northumberland Hills Realty. We'll also cover our home inspection tip of the week, Snapshot, which is a snapshot, a look at today's real estate residential market in Northumberland County. And we'll do points to ponder. So, Dave, how about our tip of the week?
Well, I dug around a little bit. I really like this one. My home inspection tip of the week this week is to tackle the unfinished. That is, you're getting close to getting your house listed. And these are things that you've been putting off and you haven't got them done yet. And your realtor, perhaps Jody or Lindsay, has come in and said, you know, we really have to do something here to maximize our the look of the home. So tackle the unfinished. It can be a little overwhelming to get those unfinished projects, renovations, etc., around the home done. So my recommendation on this, because it can be so stressful for everybody involved, and the unfinished projects in a home can not only be a source of physical clutter, but they can be mental clutter as well. And with all the stress you have to go through in listing your home and your family, I'm going to give you some tips on how to get that done. So my recommendations, I'm going to give you three of them. The first one is to take a tally. That is, take an inventory of all the unfinished projects you've got in the home. Walk around the house with a pad of paper, poke around inside those long forgotten corners of closets and backs of dresser drawers, etc., and list each and every project you've abandoned and haven't finished. Then you put a limit on it. You come up with a look at your schedule and determine how much time you can realistically devote to those unfinished projects. Decide on the maximum number you can take on. It's usually about three or five. If you do get those done, then maybe add another two or three onto the list. But make the time to do it. Finally, you know, block it out in your calendar to work on undertaking the projects you've got left to do and commit to finishing those projects before you take on any new ones. So once you have a plan to complete your inactive projects, you're going to start to feel a lot lighter and you'll make steady progress. Once you complete them, you'll feel free to list your home with confidence.
Tackle the unfinished.
Just
when you said that title, I don't know. I had a chill in my spine.
Well, tackle the unfinished is I think really my wife's philosophy after being married for almost 30 years, and she's still got a little bit of work to do on Dave Smith. I think.
Yeah.
I doubt it, but it's
Yeah, our house is likely very similar.
All right.
Well, let's take a look at a snapshot of today's real estate residential market in Northumberland County. Over the past month, there has been 63 residential listings that have sold. And today, we have 315 residential listings on the market. The average listing price of residential real estate in Northumberland County over the past year has been approximately $298,000, and people have, on average, been receiving about $288,000. So people are receiving, the people that are selling successfully over the past year have been receiving approximately 96.6% of their asking price in a market time of 82 days. With some of this information, we figure out, calculate an absorption rate. And basically, an absorption rate tells us what kind of market we're in. Are we in a buyer's, seller's, or a balanced market? And today, our absorption rate stands at 20%. So we're just on that borderline of being in a balanced or in a seller's market. We're right on the line. Now, these figures that we tell you every Thursday, these are very general figures. They cover all real estate price bands. They cover all areas of Northumberland County. And it's great information to know generally which direction the market is going in or is presently in. But when you go to buy or sell a home, you really want to ask your realtor to figure out provide these statistics and figure out the absorption rate on the price band you're in and the location you're in. And maybe they can even zero it down to the type of home you're in, if you're in possibly a century home, because this is really valuable information when buying and selling a home. And these statistics and the information required to calculate the absorption rate come to us from the Northumberland Hills Association of Realtors. And Dave, today the mortgage rates really haven't changed. The best five-year fixed is still at 2.59%. And the best five-year variable is still at 2%. And the way they figure out that variable is they take a prime and they give it a discount. And the prime today that they use, the lenders use, is 2.85, and the discount is 0.85. And these rates come to us from the Mortgage Wellness Group here in Northumberland County. So, points to ponder, Dave. We've had a lot of different points to ponder, haven't we?
Some of them valid, some of them maybe not as valid, but you can pretty much tell week in, week out, who really brought those points to the forefront to find out which are the more valid ones.
You know, sometimes I just set you right up, don't I? All right, well, points to ponder today, Dave. I'm taking a look at the weather, and it's still cold. Hopefully, we're in our last days of winter. It's still cold, and a lot of people have colds and flu right now. I mean, it's been going through my house quite a bit.
Well, it's noticeably colder over the last, like last night, it must have dropped 10 degrees from last evening when we took the dog out for a walk. So it's up and down, and that's when you start to get the colds and the flus around the house.
Yeah, and quite often these germs, they can pass back and forth. And so I read something last week, and they're talking about bacteria living on doorknobs, light switches, handrails, and those places are like a safe haven for bacteria and microorganisms. And they start to look at certain metals, such as brass or copper or silver, and these metals actually sterilize themselves after time, and it makes them an ideal material for surfaces like doorknobs. And here I'm going to try and pronounce this. It's called, this effect that goes on is called the oligodynamic effect. And the effect is when certain metal ions have a toxic effect on some of the living cells. And some of these cells are algae, mold, spores, fungi, viruses, microorganisms, and even if these metals are in relatively low concentrations. And so some of these bacteria and microorganisms, I didn't realize how long they could survive, but on stainless steel or something like aluminum, they can last for as much as a month. So there was this hospital study done, and it was done on doorknobs, And it showed that some of these metals, like brass and copper, will start to disinfect itself within 15 minutes. And 8 hours later, they're completely disinfected.
That's pretty impressive. I did not know that. This is news to me.
Yeah, so it should make... Now, you know, keeping in mind these are unvarnished brass doorknobs.
Right, or lacquered, yeah. No yeah, protection on them.
So I don't know...
Doesn't
is anybody even selling those anymore?
No.
No.
Because unvarnished or unlacquered doorknobs are look like rusted metal because they just fatigue and they don't look too impressive. But I like the theme, Dale. I'm going to go with you on the theme. I think it's an excellent theme.
It's a point to ponder.
It's a point to ponder.
It's a point to ponder. And if these things start to become popular, Dave, in the near future.
What, points to ponder or brass doorknobs?
Brass copper doorknobs. Yeah,
yes.
We heard it here first, right?
Absolutely. I'm with you on that for sure.
Yeah. All right. That's all I got, Dave, for points to ponder.
This is Northumberland 89.7, Truly Local Radio. Join Dale and myself after this short break. We're going to be talking with Jody Ledgerwood and Lindsay Gray, local realtors here in Northumberland County. And as we look at a potentially controversial real estate topic.
Controversial.
I'm really excited about this. And I've been telling other people, and they're not as excited as I am. But believe it or not, I actually have opinions on things. So we're going to...
Imagine my surprise.
So please come on back after the break.
Kurt, baby, it's your agent. You got big contract changes coming to your show, The Music Scene, on 89.7.
Big changes. Am I still Monday nights?
Well, you know it.
10 to 12?
You got it, baby.
Do I still play the best of today's modern rock?
Oh, yeah.
Well, what have you got for me?
Well, pants are no longer mandatory outside. Now, I got a nice little booth set up for you right in the parking lot so we can...
Wait. Did you just say outside?
Yeah. Is there a problem with that?
Have you seen the weather? It's... going to be like minus something tonight.
Listen, Kurt, I'm not a weatherman. I'm an agent man. I did the best I could.
I gotta get a new agent.
But until I do, continue to listen to my show Monday nights 10 to 12 here on Northumberland 89.7 Truly Local Radio.
For over 25 years, Pritchard's Climate Care has been your personal climate expert in the Northumberland area. Pritchard's offers complete heating and air conditioning service and repair for your home or business. We make sure the air you breathe is healthy and comfortable. Pritchard's Climate Care has been one of Southern Ontario's most trusted installers of heating and air conditioning products. Sign up for our We Care maintenance plans and get your furnace service for half off our regular special price. Pritchard's Climate Care. We're not just your climate experts, we're your neighbors. Call us at 905-885-8216 today.
Jim McGrath understands that as much as we don't want to talk about it, wills and estate planning is a responsible thing to do for you and your family. With his help, you can reflect on your values and wishes and have a legal direction to let others know what kind of health and personal care you would want if you could not speak for yourself. Jim McGrath has been a lawyer for over 30 years and he understands the law so you don't have to. You owe it to yourself and your loved ones to call Jim McGrath today at 905-373-1999.
Welcome back. This is Dale Bryant and Dave Smith on Reality Realty, Northumberland 89.7 FM's local real estate talk. Our guests today are real estate sales representative Lindsay Gray from Royal LePage Pro Alliance Realty Brokerage and real estate broker of record Jody Ledgerwood from Northumberland Hills Realty Brokerage. Welcome, Lindsay, and welcome, Jody.
Thank you. Hi, Dale.
Yeah, and
hi, Dale.
And Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Sorry, Dave.
Sorry, wow. Yeah. I should have warned you ladies about this. Anyways, before we start here, I would just like to say that this particular show, we're going to be sharing a number of opinions. And these are not necessarily the opinions of Northumberland 89.7 FM, nor are they necessarily the opinions of the brokerages we belong to, nor are they necessarily the opinions of Northumberland Hills Association of Realtors or any of its members. So, now that we're safe.
Wow. Yeah.
Now that we're safe.
That sounded a lot like, I don't want to hurt your feelings, but.
No, it's not like that at all.
All right.
Dave, do you have anybody to safeguard here?
Just myself. And I can never protect myself from myself. I'm my own worst enemy.
Yeah, so. And he's close to the door. So 2 weeks ago, Dave, we did, and Jody and Lindsay, we did Points to Ponder, And I did it on a blog I read by a gentleman named Todd Waller. He's a U.S. realtor. And what I found very interesting about this blog was he titled it Sketchy Real Estate Practices. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Sketchy Real Estate Practices. And then he followed up by saying it's all about the real estate open house. So right away, I knew that was going to ruffle some feathers because some people are very pro open house. Some people are not pro open house. So we read a couple parts of this blog, just a few parts. And I thought, what great material to talk about in studio. What do you think, ladies? Could it be controversial?
Yes and no. Some people love open houses. Others don't.
Definitely a controversial subject with real estate agents, I think.
Yeah, and to think, before the show, I was starting to think, if when I was a teenager, had I have seen my future self going to be on air talking about the controversial real estate open house, that would have been like, ooh. But there's a lot at stake with the sale of a home, and it is controversial. So let me just read how Todd Waller opens up, and then I'd like to hear what you ladies are thinking about this. So Todd Waller writes, in some circles, this is like touching the third rail of politics. Open houses are those wonderful events where a listing agent ejects their seller for a period of time, typically in a sunny weekend afternoon, and allows the general populace to come traipsing through their home. Putting aside any concerns of agent safety, theft from open houses, or being ejected from their home. Should sellers accede to their agent's push to do an open house? How about agents? Should we do an open house because a seller demands one, or should we educate our sellers on the efficacy of the open house? So one of the things that, you know, sort of stands out to me is where he says putting aside any concerns of theft from the open house. Jody, what do you think about that?
Well, I think you've got concerns of theft anytime you let any stranger into your house. Mm-hmm. That being said, I do tell all my sellers, if you've got anything of value that'll fit into a pocket or a purse, pack it away. You're going to have to pack it anyway, so do it now. So I have a hard time with him saying we're opening the door to allow people to come in and rob you. That's not what we're doing. And if you're a good agent, you forewarn your clients of that ahead of time.
And Lindsay, have you ever heard, either personally experienced or heard through the real estate community, of a house that has had theft in an open house?
Well, I think we've heard horror stories about all different things that could happen in an open house. I've heard of theft. I've never experienced an open house where a theft was involved. Certainly what Jody said, it's great advice. Have people store their items away, put everything out of sight. That being said, we are there to somewhat monitor what people are doing. A good agent will walk the potential the buyers, the lookers through the home. And, of course, we do as much security measures as possible, taking names and ID if possible.
Right. So there's precautions.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's totally possible. I mean, I haven't personally experienced it, but I've heard through industry writing that it does exist and we need to be aware.
In my own open houses, and I'm sure Jody's the same, we do take names, phone numbers, email, some sort of ID if possible, just to get a good sense of who was in the house. And of course, if there ever was a theft, we can let the homeowner and police know who was in the house.
Right.
I just want to clarify that my opinions are based really solely as a lay person, not necessarily as a home inspector, because I don't see where home inspection really applies in regards to opinions related to open houses. So we have, as a family, bought and sold five or six houses in the last 20 years. And obviously, as a home inspector, I do get exposed to open houses. But I think there is an American-Canadian flavor to this blog and to this gentleman in his opinion, and he's certainly entitled to his opinion. But I think generally there are, in all of these sort of things, there is quite often an American more harsher sort of opinion on these things. But in my opinion, I don't see an open house being any more of a threat to losing your belongings, especially if you take precautions, than it would be to when you have teenage kids or even young kids, to have, you know, a child bring a friend over to the house, to have a babysitter come in and look after your children. I think the same threat it exists. It always exists. As long as one occurrence out of a million happens, it's a threat. But in my opinion, I think it's a little much to make it seem like it's a big threat. That's my opinion. But I think anytime you open your home to strangers, theft happens. And frankly, I think if the numbers were to bear out, I think you'd find that you lose as many items to trusted friends and family as you do if you really want to open it right up than you do to strangers coming into your home.
I think you get a good sense as well of who's, you know, when they're coming into the house, who is legitimately interested in the home, who's asking the right questions. And when they're not doing the right things, when they're not asking the right questions, and you get a sense of they might not be here for the right reason, you really do keep a better eye.
You tend to follow them a little bit
Absolutely.
More closely than you would someone else, perhaps.
It can be easy to tell who's there to actually look at the home and they're, you know, who's there for some other reason.
And but apparently some of these schemes can be fairly sophisticated.
I'm sure. I'm sure.
You know, Jody, I believe you sent an article to me just yesterday, and it was about how the people, the thieves, will work in pairs.
Yes.
And they will distract the realtor, somehow one of them, while the other person goes somewhere else. And really, that's very common to see a couple come in, and men tend to just be able to analyze everything they think they need to know as they walk, where, and I know I'm stereotyping, where I experience women will stand there and take things in a bit more. We might all start out together, but the next thing you know, it's like, where's the guy? Oh, he's in the basement, you know? So it's not uncommon for us to see that either, is it?
But I see that on showings as well. So who's to say just having a normal showing that's not going to happen, or that you're at just the same amount of risk?
Absolutely.
And you see the same thing when you have a furnace repairman come and take a look at your furnace.
Yes.
Or the bell guy. Now, I shouldn't probably put brands on it, but I'm certainly not making – I'm defending the position. I think there's a certain amount of paranoia to this. I really do.
But when you say a realtor who has a buyer – has a little bit better idea of who those people are about than an open house where you just don't know who they are?
Yes and no. If it's the first time the realtor's met the buyers, they don't know them any better than a stranger walking through the house for the first time at an open house.
And if I could, and I'm going to let the ladies talk.
And he will.
I have a pretty vast retail experience before I took on this new franchise. I had over 30 years of retail experience. And I had three court cases, one that actually related to two that were actually assault, one that went to court over theft in a store where I was the owner or the manager, where I was directly involved with that thief. I have had cases where they literally would come into town and drop a van load of people off to walk professionals that would come in and scope and do all the things that are very similar to what you're describing from a home open house. I will guarantee you the thief will do a much better job than an amateur. If they're a professional thief, will do a much better. You will not be able to tell a professional thief from a great person down the street. So I don't think you can assess that. This is their job. This is what they do. They need to protect their income. This is what they did when it set out to do today. And they need to work tomorrow, just like you and I do. So they're professionals in what they do. So I don't think you're going to be able to tell very thoroughly. As a matter of fact, you'll probably be more fooled by a professional than you would just a person coming and looking at a home. So I think you got to put an asterisk on that one too.
And the items that someone would be looking for, a potential thief would be looking for, are a lot different today than they may have been 20 years ago. Now people will be, there's value in identity. So do you have a little area where you keep your most recent Visa bill or utility bills until they're paid? I mean, that sort of thing.
Yep. Make sure your computer's shut off.
Is also, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Get rid of that stuff so people aren't there. I have a couple points I marked down, and I'd be interested in hearing from Jody and Lindsay. If you and
Jody and Lindsay, I didn't hear my name there.
Yeah. Well, if you incorporate any of these into an open house, or if you've considered them, one is a sign-in. It's fairly common, but not everyone. And when you do a sign-in, would you actually take ID? Another one. I'll just list off a couple and then speak to what you'd like. The other one is allowing one couple or one person in at a time, putting a sign on the door, locking the door, and when they're done, letting the next people in. Another could be having extra help in the house, so you have people in a number of rooms. What do you think about that?
Well, I have brought people along with me to do open houses, especially more for safety than anything else. If I'm in a secluded area, I usually bring a friend along and ask them if people come through, just pretend you're another buyer. Just walk around and ask the same sort of questions. Mm-hmm. But again, that's more for personal safety than anything. If I'm going to an excluded spot, I do ask sellers to keep everything locked away, put away. I said, if you don't want it to go missing, then please pack it away.
For sure.
Lindsay?
Yeah, I mean, you try to take as many security measures as you can, but I agree, being women in real estate, being in secluded areas, you certainly do want to bring somebody along. Do we go to the measures of taking ID? Yes and no. I mean, we certainly take phone numbers, names. We hope that people are being honest and truthful when giving those. Driver's licenses or any sort of formal ID, no. But I do hear this is something that's happening in large cities or maybe homes of,
extremely valuable
great,
homes.
Homes that, you do what you can. Unfortunately, consumers, buyers, potential buyers need to see what they're purchasing. So they need to be in the house, outside of the house. They need to see, what's there, and if belongings are there, that's part of the risks of selling your home. You need to put your items away. You need to put anything that you don't want stolen away. People need to see what they're purchasing. So whether it's an open house, private showing, anytime a stranger's in your home, that's a risk you're taking.
And not everybody has a safe, or not everything fits in a pocket. Sometimes I like to say to clients, do you have luggage? Because that's a great cavity. Put some things in the luggage. It's lockable and it's big. It's big and bulky to be carrying out. Yeah. So another idea. How about the whole fact? Todd Waller talks about being ejected from your home. What do you think when he says that? Like, he uses a lot of words that really
have a negative connotation.
Yeah. The whole blog, clearly he's not in favor of the open house. However, for anyone who does read the blog, at the very end he talks about a success story in open houses. So, but ejected from the home,
are we not ejecting the sellers every time we request a showing?
It's best not to have the sellers in the home when trying to sell the home. There's a real emotional tie to the home. They could be, showing their cards. They could be showing how desperate they might be, or how negotiable they might be, or how willing they are to sell the home. It's best to, let your agent, let your representative do the work for you. And
it also makes buyers feel uncomfortable if the seller's there. How do they look at things properly, and how do they discuss amongst each other if the seller is hovering?
It's hard to look at a linen closet or a kitchen cupboard when a seller is staring at you.
And if you're uncomfortable, you will leave. Yep. And then you've lost those buyers. They're not coming back.
No, I would leave if I went in, and it's just a personal aspect of the home. I can't. It's like a lot of things we've talked about in the past, Dale. I want to envision myself in that home. I do not want to envision you in that home. So, I don't think Well, I'm not aware of ever going into an open house and having the seller there, but I think would be I wouldn't do an open house.
And as a buyer, I think it gives you the impression that maybe the seller really doesn't want to leave the house. So is this going to be, if I put an offer for it, is this going to be a difficult process because there's just too mm-hmm. many emotions attached mm. to the house?
Yeah, so. That's a hot potato, that one. I don't care for that one at all.
Well, after the break, I'd like to address his comment where he says, should we educate our sellers on the efficacy of the open house? So after our break, we'll look at that.
This is Reality Realty on our Northumberland 89.7, truly local radio. Come on back with Dale and I, and we'll continue to talk with Lindsay Gray and Jody Ledgerwood about open houses.
Kurt, baby, it's your agent. You got big contract changes coming to your show, The Music Scene, on 89.7.
Big changes. Am I still Monday nights?
Well, you know it.
10 to 12?
You got it, baby.
Do I still play the best of today's modern rock?
Oh, yeah.
Well, what have you got for me?
Well, pants are no longer mandatory outside. Now, I got a nice little booth set up for you right in the parking lot so we can...
Wait. Did you just say outside?
Yeah. Is there a problem with that?
Have you seen the weather? It's going to be like minus something tonight.
Listen, Kurt, I'm not a weatherman. I'm an agent man. I did the best I could.
I got to get a new agent.
But until I do, continue to listen to my show Monday nights 10 to 12 here on Northumberland 89.7, truly local radio.
Welcome back. This is Dale Bryant and Dave Smith on Reality Realty, Northumberland, 89.7 FM's local real estate talk. We're picking up from where we left off last segment with our panel of local realtors, which includes Lindsay Gray from Royal LePage Pro Alliance and Jody Ledgerwood from Northumberland Hills Realty, to address the real estate blog titled Sketchy Real Estate Practices, The Open House.
All right. So for our listening audience, I think I have three realtors in the room here that aren't necessarily for open houses. So it's upon me to be the alternative opinion. So I have an opinion on everything, so I could argue both sides of this equation. But for today's purposes, I'm going to ask you guys, you girls, you ladies, what have been your personal experiences with open houses?
I am for open houses. I think they're a great tool as part of a marketing plan for the sellers. I have sold homes from open houses. I have had people come in, look at the house, and decide to buy either on the spot or within a few days after doing a bit of due diligence.
So Lindsay Gray,
yep,
you are correct.
I know.
In your opinion on open houses. Now, Jody Ledgerwood.
Thank you. Show's over.
Let's give her an opportunity to be correct as well, because anyone who agrees with me is correct. So,
do you want to pass along notes to help her along in being correct?
I think I'm getting to them here. Jody, what's been your experiences with open houses?
I have never sold an open house or that particular property while doing an open house. I've sold another house while doing an open house at a different property. And that was simply because the buyers drove by and stopped in asking me for directions to another house they saw online and couldn't find. And they said if I could tell them where it was and they decided they liked it after the drive-by, they'd come back and book a showing with me. They did like the curb appeal. They came back, they booked a showing, and they bought that house. But they did not buy the house that I was actually doing an open house at. And I've been doing this for 8 years and never sold a house on an open house.
Okay. Well,
you're looking at me, Dave.
Well, I don't know if you wanted to weigh in. As,
sure,
as
absolutely.
Do I call you assistant host? Is that what you are, assistant host? Oh, you're still co-host?
We're co-hosts.
Until the end of the show.
Yeah.
how about you weigh in from a strict real estate perspective, from a realtor perspective, realtor broker perspective? How do you feel about it?
Absolutely. I have never sold a house from an open house. I've done a lot of open houses. I don't do as many anymore. I'm always willing to do an open house. If my seller would like an open house, we do an open house and I make sure we do it well. I have gained buyers. I have gained clients from doing an open house that people don't necessarily come in and say, I want to buy that house, but they say, you know what? I enjoyed talking to you. You gave me some good information. Will you help us find a house? So
when you say you haven't sold a house from an open house, I mean, are you taking into consideration that people may come in, see the house, leave, and perhaps book a showing with their own agents or book a showing with you later, or that they might see the house, think, wow, mom and dad would love this house, it's wonderful, walk away, you know, tell mom and dad, and then they book a showing. You might not be selling the house from the specific open house, but, you know, you're certainly allowing people to come in, see it, and tell others, which is, you know,
there's no statistics for that, right? That's right. Some things are removed enough I wouldn't know, but I do know, because I do collect names of people that are in the open house, I do know that those particular people have not been the ultimate buyers of that home. Now, whether or not they saw a home and said, hey, that's perfect for my friend, brother, mother, father, I don't know that.
And that's tough. I mean, I think an open house is a great neutral way to see a home without committing to a realtor or, you know, booking a private showing where, you know, it might seem as though you're, you know, wasting somebody's time or, you know, if you're not sure about something, it's a great neutral way to take a look at the house without without committing to anything.
Well,
could lead to something else.
How about the aspect, and again, I want to come from the framework of being a buyer here. How about the aspect of going out and looking at the comparables, whatever those comparables will be, if I've got beds, I've got bath, finished basement, whatever they may be. We may have really liked a house that we saw on a private showing. We may go out that weekend and look in the same area at open houses of comparables, only to come back and say, you know what, that house that Jody or Dale or Lindsay showed us last week on the private showing, it is the best available right now. So, you know, I mean, you can argue whether or not that open house is selling that particular house, but is it selling a house? Is it selling a house for a realtor? And I think it's part of the package. I think it's part of the building process.
It's definitely
process.
Part of the package. And I kind of equate open houses to browsing, right? So it's almost like in a retail environment where people who are just starting their home search, people who want to know what's out there without committing to some sort of, you know, an agent or buyer representation agreement, can browse the inventory and take a look just like you would, you know, browse electronics or cars or anything else in a store. The open houses are our inventory. So, you know.
And I would feel incomplete as a buyer if I didn't look at everything that was available.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, let's take a look and see what Mr. Todd Waller says next. He writes, there are sellers that will swear by open houses for a variety of reasons. They'll either say, it's how we bought our house. Everyone does it. My friends told me we should do one. My agent arm wrestled me into doing one. Conversely, pardon me. Conversely,
did he cough when he wrote this, or did you add that?
Yeah,
yourself?
No, okay. It's very realistic. Conversely, some agents will demand they do an open house because it's in their marketing program. In my opinion, this is kind of like claiming that when we have a cold, chicken soup is the cure. The soup certainly makes us feel good, but it does nothing to move the healing process along more quickly. He further writes, I think a quick look at some pesky facts will show the same about the efficacy of open houses. So then Todd, he takes this report put out, the National Association of Realtors does an annual report. They do a lot of surveys and studies. And in 2014, they come out with a report, and he prints off in his blog this graph, and it shows where buyers found their home in 2014. 43% of buyers in 2014 found their homes on, 43% found it online. Real estate agents made up 33% of the success. And then he lumps in the open house with the sign on the front lawn. Well, he doesn't. the study does. And together with Open House, with the sign on the front line, it only amounts to 9% of the success of people finding a home. So our success rate is very low on people that bought a home. So, Lindsay, you've had excellent experience with selling homes from open houses. When we look at these stats, your experience hasn't been the norm. And, yeah, so what do you think when you read those stats?
And, Dale, on Zucasa last night, I found a blog that was talking about open houses. And the study they did credits only 2% of all home sales can be credited to open house listings, which is even less than what Todd Waller is saying for the U.S.
Well, okay, and it's not really Todd Waller saying it. It's the National Association of Realtors, and they lumped it in 9%. And I believe, I can see how the sign on the front lawn saying, hey, this house is for sale, is more effective than the open house. Now, they're not saying zero success, but these results are from a large study.
I think you have to take a look at the different markets as well. I mean, that seems to be a broad study of all the real estate in the United States, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, the U.S.
So, I mean, you're taking into account large cities, small towns, you know, all of the U.S. We live in Northumberland in a very high population of seniors. Mm-hmm. And seniors may not be comfortable with the internet or looking at things online. They like the traditional way of doing things. So, you know, newspaper ads, open houses, they're things that they're comfortable with. So, you know, the 9% statistic, I don't know that that would apply to this area. I'd be interested to see what sort of numbers this area would bring. I'm sure they would be much higher.
Yeah, we'll never find it, those numbers.
No.
Well, and also, I mean, we are in an industry, and I often use the number of seven. I don't know if 7 years is a true number, but it's the number I usually reference in my own business and the amount of how often people will buy a home, and I just go with the number seven. So, you know, we're looking at it in minute time, you know, changes in our industry from season to season or year to year, and that's what this gentleman would be. I'm certainly, he's, you know, see if his opinion is different 6 years ago or 7 years ago, but people don't change that often. So people expecting to have an open house as part of a whole marketing plan, you know, I mean, 7 years is the last time they sold a house on average, 14 years since they sold more than one. So, you know, people take a while to get used to those changes. So.
I think Todd's point here, though, is the open house is definitely part of the real estate industry scene. And I think what he's saying here in a nutshell is for actually being successful to sell a home, it ranks very low on the scale of success. But at the same time, realtors who are doing this are really doing this on the backs of the sellers a lot. There's a whole lot of preparation to get your house ready for that open house. And you're going to have showings anyways. So you're going to go through this a number of times anyways, but why add another one? What he's saying is realtors, he believes that it's more successful for marketing the realtor than it is for actually selling the home. And he doesn't think realtors should do that marketing on the backs of the sellers.
I agree with his point there. I think in my experience anyway, and I believe in your experience from what you said earlier, I've definitely picked up sellers from an open house. I've definitely mm-hmm. picked up buyers from an open house. I've never sold a house on an open house. So in 8 years of doing this, I've picked up all kinds of wonderful clients mm-hmm. and I've got to meet all kinds of wonderful people, but I've never actually sold a house. And I've done open houses in the country. I've done open houses in very populated areas. The open houses in the country, I find I get one, maybe two viewers. Ones in more populated areas, I might get, you know, 10 to 20 viewers. And again, no sales from all of those
viewers. You never said no viewers.
I have gotten no viewers as well.
I've gotten no viewers.
Especially in the very remote areas. I've definitely felt that some areas of Northumberland County have been wonderful reading experiences for me versus selling experiences.
A couple hours of quiet time. Let me follow up with the next graph he puts in here. So he's first showed us that 43% of the success comes through internet. 33% of the success finding a home is through the realtor. Then and a combination of front yard sign and open house adds up to 9%. Then the study, the National Association of Realtors study, takes a look at what do we realtors do as our marketing program. So 91% of realtors use the MLS, which is great because that's the internet. I don't know 9% that aren't. That seems like an awfully large number. The next is yard sign at 71%. I don't see a reason why you wouldn't put a yard sign. Like, there's not a danger.
The seller doesn't want doesn't want their neighbors
sometimes,
to know.
But there's not actually a danger. So I mean, if the seller is good with it, it's harmless enough. A real estate agent website is next on this list. So once again, now we're referring to the most productive marketing is internet, but only 51% of realtors actually use their own personal agent website. And then comes the open house. The open house is at 47% being used. And so he's asking, why does nearly half of the realtors do open houses as part of their marketing when really it amounts to less than 9% effectiveness? And then he goes back to say, because it's good for the realtor.
Self-promotion.
Yeah.
But why is that an issue, though? I'm trying to grasp why that's an issue. You don't have, for all intents and purposes, you folks do not have a brick and mortar retail spot. How else do you get out there? How else do you get exposed to the public? How else do you do as a consumer looking for an agent? How else do I find a realtor that's going to represent me and take me around to the homes? How do I get to know you unless I meet you and have a chance to talk to you? And, you know, I don't see it as being when you hire a real estate agent, you're hiring the whole package. And those high marketing real estate agents, those high profile ones, if they're high profiles, I know of a particular agent in this area where when I was looking for a home in Colburn, I was told to look for this particular agent. And this was from somebody recommending from Little Britain. So that agent, you know, did so much marketing in all aspects, not just open houses. So a high-profile agent has to be high-profile by using all the ways they possibly can to advertise themselves.
But on the backs of a seller, or should they do it on their own time and their own efforts and their own money?
It's all on the backs of the seller. When you're a real estate agent, it's all on the backs of the seller. Every action you're taking is on the backs. You're funded by the sellers. I mean,
I think his point is that maybe realtors aren't being completely honest with the seller when they're having an open house. The seller goes into the open house, prepares it, spends all that time washing floors, cleaning it, in the hopes that it's going to sell today. And I think what he's saying is that realtors aren't letting their sellers know your house probably won't sell today. Your house probably isn't going to sell from an open house, but boy, oh boy, I'm going to get some clients out of this.
Well,
and I know as a realtor myself, I do let my clients know right off the hop. I've never sold a house off an open house, but word of mouth, someone may see that house that may recommend it to someone else. So if you want an open house, I'll do it, but I don't want to waste your time and have you leave your house for 2 or 3 hours while I sit here and read. So I am very honest with my sellers, and if they still want one, I will do one.
Word of mouth is 6% on the graph.
I mean, I have sold houses from an open house. So, you know, I tend to disagree. You never know who will fall in love with the house. Why not use every opportunity to showcase the house? If it's, you know, if me sitting in a house for 2 hours brings in that one buyer that falls in love, why not? What does it hurt? I don't disregard anybody. The looker could be the buyer, and I use every opportunity. And going back to the blog, I don't strong arm anybody, and I'm sure, you know, no. Jody isn't. The sellers are always in control of what they're comfortable with. If somebody doesn't want an open house, fine.
Yeah, I'm sure there are
but
people
I am willing
that,
to do
that
them,
do
so.
The strong arm, though.
We're not one of them. I'm
no,
not one of
no,
them.
No,
no,
no.
And in fairness, too, I don't think it's the worst thing that could happen is that somebody does clean out their closets and wash their floors and caulk their toilet.
I agree.
And they're tough. You know, I mean, that must be one of the biggest challenges you have.
Yeah.
Okay, you've been listening to Reality Realty on Northumberland 89.7, truly local radio. Join Jody, Lindsay, Dale, and myself after this short break as we wrap up our thoughts on the real estate open house.
Educational.
Gripping.
Challenging.
Newsmaking.
Thought-provoking.
Controversial.
If you're looking for all that and more, you won't find it on The Knots on Northumberland 89.7, truly local radio.
Every Wednesday afternoon at 12:30, it's The Knots with me, Ken McEwen.
And me, Pat Bryan.
Discussing items almost stunning in their banality and inconsequence.
What does that even mean?
I have no idea.
I just got married, and I wanted to leave my collection of flannel shirts to my new wife, Lucille, in case of an unfortunate hunting accident. But my cousin Bob was a lousy shot, let me tell you. Jim McGrath made it easy to make a will so that my three previous wives could not touch my stuff. He's been lawyering for 30 years, and let me tell you, he knows what he's doing. Plus, he's a real nice guy. Call Jim McGrath today at 905-373-1999 and tell him Cletus sent you.
Welcome back. Reality Realty with Dave Smith, Dale Bryant, and our guests today are Lindsay Gray and Jody Ledgerwood, local realtors here in Northumberland County. So that last segment went on a little long, but we're going to ask these professionals one more question, and I think this will sum it up. I'm going to ask this of Lindsay first, and then Jody can follow up. If you're selling your own home, Lindsay,
yes,
would you hold an open house? Why or why not?
100%, absolutely, yes, I would.
She wins.
I win. I would absolutely hold my own open house. I know in my experience that it works. I think it's a really great neutral way for people to come, take a look. Maybe they're not ready to commit to somebody. Maybe they just want to get a feel of what's out there, what homes are buying and selling, you know, what they can get for their money. I think it's a great idea. I would put all my valuables away. I would make sure that, things looked good.
You would take your own best advice?
I would take my own advice. I think that it's a wonderful tool. It costs nothing, harms nobody, and I think it's one of the tools in selling a house.
Jody?
Well, I did sell my own house, and I did have an open house, and I had nobody come out to the open house. But
so that was the realtor's fault.
Was that the no?
Not the home. Not the homeowners.
Maybe now, I should do an open house for you.
Maybe you should. Actually, if I was listing with another agent, I would not do an open house. And I've sold of my own three houses. Two of them I did not have any open houses, and the one I did have an open house, and the results were the same. Now, was it a great way to get my kids into helping me clean the house? Most certainly.
Absolutely.
And like Lindsay said, I did take my own best advice. I rented a storage unit. I put all my valuables in there. I decluttered my home. I washed down the baseboards, the windows, all those wonderful stuff. Painstakingly did so. But would I have another open house? Should I sell my current home? No, I would not.
Okay. So that's still a yes. We're going to count that as a yes.
She just said no.
Dale, how about you?
Absolutely, I wouldn't.
No.
I'm going to be totally honest here. I would absolutely hold an open house, not thinking that I'm going to sell my home for a minute from it, but I am a realtor and I feed my family from doing real estate business, and I would hope that I could pick up some buyers from that open house.
Okay, that's fair enough.
Yeah. And ladies, I'd like to ask this, the report from the National Association of Realtors, would you ever share that information with your clients when you're first listing to try and establish what a good marketing plan would be?
Definitely.
Yes.
Especially because it talks about newspaper advertising where, what is it, 1% or 2% actually sold their home off of a newspaper ad. Everybody wants their house in the paper, and that's more for a seller's advantage than a buyer. Buyers go to the internet.
I would definitely inform my client of the statistics and let them know what to expect, what not to expect. Don't necessarily get your hopes up, but, I mean, the numbers are there. There are people that are doing it. Maybe it's a low number, but it is happening. Anybody could fall in love with that house. You don't know where the source is going to come from. And
there's an exception to every rule.
Absolutely. Yep.
Well, ladies, it's already over. Our time is already over. Lindsay, if somebody wants to get in touch with you, what's the best way that they can get in touch with you?
Best way to get a hold of me is through Royal LePage Coburg office at 905-377-8888. My website, lindsaygray.ca, or my email, lgray, G-R-A-Y, at royallepage.ca.
And Jody, how can people get in touch with you?
Well, they can call or text me at 905-269-7653. 7653 is short for sold, for all of those who still have the old style phones.
Yeah.
Or you can email me at jledgerwood@nhrealty.ca.
All right. Well, that's another. That one flew by. That one flew by. Thank you to the listener for spending part of your morning with us. And we look forward to bringing more real estate talk next week. Once again, thanks to Lindsay Gray and Jody Ledgerwood, local realtors here in Northumberland County. If you have any questions or comments or topic suggestions pertaining to real estate, feel free to contact Dave by emailing dave@realityrealty.ca, or you can contact Dale by emailing dale@dalebryant.ca, or call into the radio station at 905-372-2391.
Don't forget to join me, Dale Bryant, real estate broker with Royal LePage Pro Alliance Realty Brokerage, and Dave Smith, certified home inspector with Pillar to Post Home Inspectors, next Thursday from 11 a.m. till 12 noon for Reality Realty on Northumberland 89.7 FM, truly local radio. Until next week, folks.